You know what that means. It's time for Fishing Report. Leaf is here. How you doing, Leaf?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Deputy D?
Yeah, not bad. Leaf and I were just talking about fishing in the summer. Mm. Actually, the end of summer. We're planning a little trip up to the top of the lake should land. But
oh, yeah.
But we've got other things going on here. We've got a fishing season's going to open again, mm-hmm. finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have our general opener coming up here at the end of the month, and that last weekend of the month. And, you know, it looks like that that their North Cascades Pass will probably open just in time. So,
you know, I always think that they have fishing season in view when they're clearing that road out. Because
Yeah, they know what it means to the businesses here in town, for sure. And they give us that extra bit of effort, always have. I know that. And definitely, everybody here definitely appreciates that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. And I'm guessing they probably don't have a lot of snow to clear off, but
it doesn't look like it. I've heard possibly as soon as this Friday, so we'll see. We'll keep you posted, or you can always feel free to give me a shout with the outro contacts that we'll always provide on this.
Okay. So, what's going on in the fishing out on the water?
Well, you know, I guess for myself, just been kind of bumping back and forth to Omak Lake. This is that time of the year. Mm-hmm. It's always really fun to be over there. And I've been fishing some private water here because I'm lucky enough to be able to do that. And, you know, still gathering the reports from other people all around. As far as Omak goes, it was, you know, it was a little bit slow last week. I saw, quite a few folks, more folks than I usually see on a Friday. Hmm. I don't know if people are hearing about it on our report. I know a few people did because I met up with a few listeners. Mm-hmm. It was really cool to see a guy, Ernie. He obviously has... I don't think he's ever missed one of our reports. So, hey, Ernie, what's up?
Hey, Ernie.
Thanks for always listening. It was great to see him there. And, you know, I see that it's just kind of like everything here. It's taking its time, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the fish are a little bit slow in coming up into the shallows, but they're definitely there. I found a lot of luck this time in the Chronomid. The waves weren't as big. It was a little bit even calm at some points, although overcast. I thought about it when I was coming down here. I would always recommend and remind people to just bring everything for that fishery. As much as I've gotten to know the fishery and some of the tricks that work, I still just find that some days you just got to be flexible and just sort of hunt through the box until you land on what works. And once I did that day, it was fun. We were doing really well.
I'm trying to recall what it is you usually recommend for those
balance leeches.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, a lot of that, and that, you know, got me a little bit of play. I'm not sure there's just been an insane chironomid hatch over there. You know, so much to where Sarah and I were walking down the trail that is kind of above the beach looking for fish, and I was like inhaling them. They were going up my nose. I was walking through such clouds of them. So I just think they can't ignore how many bugs are in the water. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of shifted them into bug mode. No sense chasing other fish around when you can just kind of easily cruise through the feed column and feed.
So yeah, well, I mean, even humans.
Makes sense, right?
Well, any hunter-gatherer is going to, you know, read the sign. And
if you got the sushi bar just sitting there all good to go, why go chase down the gazelle?
Yeah.
So, I think that's kind of what was going on. But I expect to see that getting better and better. I'm definitely going to do another trip this week. I'm also thinking about bucket mouths, largemouth bass have been kind of, you know, I just always have that joy in catching spiny rays and also the muskellungs, wanting to go after those tiger muskie again here sometime.
Oh, that'll be fun.
You know, just kind of those are on my mind right now, looking for a trip to do in the next week. So you might hear some out of the ordinary
cool
reports coming out here pretty soon. So I will be heading out there, and I think on this Friday, maybe some other folks joining me from the Fly Fishers Club. So hopefully I'll see some more folks out there. I have heard some sort of bummer reports from frost and that there's been some fish floating up there, which is not unusual. Yeah. There are enough fish that manage to die of old age in there that you will always see some, but the numbers sounded sort of up there, you know, at least 40 or 50. So that was the ones they could see. Looks like we might have lost quite a few holdovers in frost. So not sure. You know, it's a tough winter. We didn't get that. We had that late season rally of the cold. We also didn't have a supercharged aquifer here, as we're all seeing now. Mm-hmm. It's amazing me how you could just pour water right into the dirt right now and it just drinks it right up.
Yeah.
So we're not holding water yet, and hopefully it'll just stay cool like this. Mm-hmm. and give us some more moisture.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what's going on there. But we do have seasonal lakes open. We have Patterson, we have Davis, we have Rat. I have reports of fish coming out of all those lakes. So you've got options until the general opener, besides the old Omac Lake thing.
And yep.
So we'll keep you abreast of those. And this is about that time of the day where we just give a shout out and a thanks to our good friends over there at Drift Wader Co. in Bellingham and the North 40 Fly Shop over there in Omac. You can always talk to Keith over there and get the DL on Omac Lake. He's always over there. And he knows that whole bunch of lakes that are in the Okanagan Valley, too, that are always worth checking out. And you can also get anything you need as far as tackle or fly tying gear at North 40 Fly Shop there in Omac or at North40FlyShop.com. You can get some fishing tips or book some trips with me at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com, and you can check out the blogger podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop, and you can also give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Don't forget to take care of each other, y'all, and get that fish right on, baby.
I said that you're going fishing all the time, people going fishing too. Bet your life.